ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.
Do you think about life after caring and what you'll be able to do and how it'll be?
Well, yeah, Marilyn and I were talking about this in the car on the way here today. I'm really looking forward to being able to explore Australia. And I had hoped that Doc and I would be able to do more of that together, but it's not turning out to be the case, so it's something I have to defer.
I just think when I finally lose Jim, I'll get my life back because my life is gone. And the other thing I'm going to get back is my house, because it's full of walkers and bath chairs, and I just would like the idea of being able to put the furniture where I want to put it and just to be able to put things back so that it's normal life. I have kept touch with various groups and activities that I did before that I've dropped out of, but I've always said I will be back, but I can't at the moment. I'm too unreliable. I can't commit myself to going to playgroup as grandma or doing this or doing that. And that's one of the things that your partner doesn't understand, what you've given up for them. And whilst you're not asking for thanks or anything like that, perhaps a little appreciation occasionally might be nice, and you're not going to get it. And that's really hard.
I'm really happy to say that when Doc is able to, he's very appreciative and he does understand what I've postponed for him. But when he's tired, when we've been out, then he becomes very cynical and bitter, and everything that I think, do, or say is perceived as a slight. And this goes on for hours, sometimes days. And that is hard to take.
On ABC Radio Canberra, this is Marion. And during National Carers Week, you're listening to a conversation that I had with my friends, Jane and Marilyn, about what it takes to care for our husbands who have dementia.
I think I was shocked at myself, really, because I became the horrible person. I did. I couldn't believe that this was me. I'd stand and shout and scream. And then realizing, you know, it's a waste of energy because he's not really responding to that. The change hit me badly in the sense that I felt selfish, you know, because I didn't think I'd react the way I do, and the anger that I sometimes feel about, you know, when you have to change him one more time, and, you know, and we went through some really bad times, which happen when their medication has an effect on them. And I wondered what effect I was having on him rather than him having on me. But we talk about it, and I apologize too, you know.
People do have limits, and the stuff that we're having to deal with is extremely demanding, and sometimes people crack. I heard that there was someone at a recent retreat who was really frightened about what they might do, because everybody has a limit. But the dementia sufferer doesn't have one. They can go on with their behavior indefinitely.
I think all of us have done a spot of yelling. I try very hard not to. I try to take a deep breath. But none of us is perfect. We're human. And there is a limit. And this is where ACT carers come in. You can ring them and say, I can't do this anymore. And I have done that, and within 4 days, they had respite care for me, for Jim to go to. Now, to get respite care in 4 days is magical. Thank goodness for carers. Yes, carers ACT, yes. They just put out that hand.
There's nothing like it in America, or definitely South Africa, huh?
There's nothing like it that I know of elsewhere.
And it's a lifesaver.
They are a lifesaver, the ACT carers.
So supportive. Mm.
ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.